Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Welcome to this week's edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I am your host, Tom B. Stone, here with you live from the SBTV studios here in a frosty upstate New York. Pretty loaded show today. I will do my best to fit it all in, but if you would like to join the conversation, you may give us a call at 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754. Or feel free to join us in the live chat room where I will take your questions, comments, and opinions there as well. Big shout out to Derek for joining us in the chat room each and every week. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Certainly appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, a few things to cover today, but if you, this is a part of the show where I do tell you if you are easily offended, this show isn't for you. Turn it off. If you have little ears in the room that you do happen to be listening to me in, this show is definitely not for them. I'll just give you a minute to remove the little ears from the room. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom B. Stone is about to give you a cold shower of reality. Now, first, I will sound off on the censuring of Jamal Bowman, the man who, a representative from New York, who in an effort to delay a vote, pulls the fire alarm because he thought it would open the door. Now, folks, you do not have to be a head cashier at Walmart to figure out that Jamal Bowman thinks we're all stupid. That doesn't pass the sniff test. This man was on camera, saw a sign on a door that's, by the way, closed on the weekends. He worked in the building every day, so he should know. He's a former administrator of a school, so he should know what a fire alarm does. He tells all of us, expecting us to believe him, that he pulled the fire alarm because he thought it would open the door. Now, I've seen many fire alarms, and not once did I see any writing inscribed on the red device with a little handle on it that says, pull alarm to open door. Says, pull here to sound alarm. What the Democratic Party is expecting us to be is dumb, We're the unwashed masses, the insurrectionists, the Walmart shoppers, the Trump supporters, and the uneducated, toothless buffoons. So therefore, what we say on the news, we're expecting you to believe every single word, because what we say is gospel, and what anybody else says, especially when they're in support of Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans, is just nonsense, and you're an insurrectionist and a criminal. What he did was pull the alarm stop to delay a vote. Now, gee, I don't know, folks. Aren't there hundreds of people in a Washington, D.C. jail as we speak for supposedly delaying a government proceeding? Because I saw footage from the January 6th tapes. I didn't see delay at all. You know what I saw? I saw Capitol Police letting people in the Capitol building and them walking around very nonchalantly, taking pictures, posing for selfies. I didn't see Capitol Police running for their lives. I didn't see anybody in Congress running for their lives. Nah. But that was an interruption of an official proceeding, eh? Jamal Bowman is an idiot. Now, for those of you who don't know who Jamal Bowman is, he's the man, or should I say he's a weasel, who got into, basically accosted Representative Thomas Massie in the halls of the Capitol building, puffed up his chest like a big baboon, and started pointing in the face of Thomas Massie, talking about gun control. And more guns means more death and blood. Oh, give me a break. Right after the trans idiot, sissy boy, shot up a Christian school and killed 6 innocent people, including 3 children. And that was basically a reason to push the gun control narrative. Now, the village idiot elect squad member AOC, my favorite big booty Latina, AOC, who's about as dumb as a box of rocks, and the fact that anybody thinks that this woman has any brains in her head really needs some. There's something medically and mentally wrong with you. I would get that checked by a doctor. Because this knucklehead gets up on the floor, on the Senate floor, and says, Jamal Bowman has more integrity in his pinky than the whole Republican Party put together. And nails on a chalkboard, sweetheart. He has zero integrity, absolutely zero. No brains, no integrity, nothing. He's a blithering idiot. Yet there's January 6th people that happened to be at the Capitol that day that were let in by Nancy Pelosi's people. That's right, I said it. And I don't care about your feelings. Nancy Pelosi set it up. You know it as well as I do. President Trump at the time asked Nancy Pelosi if she wanted National Guard, and she said no. Why? Why do you think that is? because the FBI and Nancy Pelosi had planned it. We have somebody serving 2 decades in prison, sentenced to 2 decades in prison, and she wasn't even present. He was in Baltimore. Now, for those of you who don't know what a map is, Baltimore is not in Washington, D.C. Quite honestly, it's not even really that close. Baltimore is in Maryland. Washington, D.C. is way further south. But he is serving 23 years in a federal prison for not even being present. Y'all see where I'm going with this? Rules for thee, not for me. There are people sitting in a jail right now in Washington, D.C. because they happened to be at the Capitol building that day. Did nothing wrong. There's a man that committed suicide. You know what he was on camera doing? Walking in the hall and texting on his phone. They wanted to give this man a terrorism charge that would give him 9 years in prison. And sadly, he committed suicide the day after he was sentenced. That, my friend, is the very definition of banana republic. The Black Lives protesters, Black Lives Matters protesters, in the streets, in the summer of 2020, tearing shit up, burning shit down, causing billions of dollars worth of damage, shot somebody in the head live on Facebook. I didn't see the FBI using their super-duper face recognition software to go get them people. All in the name of apparently Black Jesus dying of a drug overdose. You wouldn't piss on George Floyd if he was on fire, yet it's perfectly okay to riot in the street, rob a Target, burn down a Wendy's, and kill innocent people. Fire bottle rockets at police and, assault police animals. That's perfectly fine. Oh, and by the way, should I mention that thousands upon thousands of people in Democratic cities in the streets during the height of COVID, not one fucking mask. Explain that to me, huh? Now, you people are too worried about Donald fucking Trump. The greatest president, by the way, that we've had in my lifetime. And I'm not even going to go down the list. I'm not even going to go down the list because you already know. See, the problem is that Democrats are not, they don't hate Donald Trump. They're petrified of Donald Trump. Donald Trump exposed the Democratic Party. He showed the American people how the hot dog was made. And guess what? The Rhino Republicans, who have no backbone, who were advising him on things he wasn't in the know about, gave him very bad advice. Some of that advice, keeping Dr. Fauci, keeping Mitch McConnell, keeping Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Lindsey Graham, the snake. When he said he was going to drain the swamp, in the first 4 years, a lot of things he said he was going to accomplish, he was blocked by his own party. Well, that's not going to happen this time around, folks, because now Donald Trump is in the know. about a lot more things, and he's not going to make those same mistakes. The Democratic Party and the mainstream media will have you believe that Donald Trump is worse than Hitler. Worse than Hitler? There is no comparison. Donald Trump is not worse than Hitler. Could you please cut it out? Could you please? Really? It's just absolutely insane. The things that are going on in Israel right now, where these terrorists are, using the Palestinian people as a human shield, raping women, chopping the heads off of babies, stealing the aid that we're sending over. Hamas is a bunch of terrorist animals. Animals. I don't care if you don't like the word. They're animals. They're savages. They're beasts. And you know what? I really, really hope that Israel just blows the shit out of them. Because enough is enough already. We have these indoctrinated college students listening to their professors put lines of bullshit into their heads, like they would know better anyway. Trying to say, well, Palestine had that land first. Really? I'm gonna echo something that's very simple. This is how you win this argument. Hey, you celebrating Christmas this year? Of course you are. What is Christmas? Oh, that's the birth of Christ, isn't it? Oh, where was Christ born? Bethlehem. Oh, and where would that be? That's in Israel! So what was there first, moron? If you do some basic history, you will know that what your professors are feeding you is bullshit. Absolute bullshit. And the fact that we have people in Congress that support Hamas, they should be thrown out. They should be thrown out, and quite honestly, they should be thrown out and they should be put in prison. And that's all I got to say about that. Now then, I will just touch on this subject because I'm not the world's biggest fan, but here is a man in Alex Jones that is not afraid, basically not afraid to say anything. Alex Jones was taken off every single platform. Every single platform he was ever on. He was demonetized. He was basically bankrupt. Because supposedly, he said that the Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax. Well, be that as it may, he said it. He apologized for it about 5,000 times. They put him on trial. They sued him up and down, left and right. sideways, frontwards, and backwards, and got millions of dollars out of them. He was eventually replatformed by Steven Crowder and Mug Club, just as he should have been. But Alex Jones, the big news is that Alex Jones was reinstated by Elon Musk by way of a poll on X, or the former Twitter. I disagree with that, and here's why. I don't agree with what Alex Jones said. I don't agree with some of what Alex Jones has said in the past. He comes off as a nut, and I try not to take too much of what he says to as the gospel truth. However, he has a right in his country to say whatever he wants. He doesn't have a right to do whatever he wants. In freedom of speech, you have a right to say what you want. If it leads to some kind of illegal action by people who listen to him, He doesn't say go out and set things on fire. You can't incite violence, obviously. But if somebody goes out and commits a crime because they listen to Alex Jones, they happen to be a listener of Alex Jones, that's not Alex Jones' fault. But freedom of speech is not decided by a poll on Twitter. Quite honestly, it's insulting. That steps all over the First Amendment. So I disagree with the way he was reinstated. Glad he was reinstated because everybody should have a platform, even the Democrats, even the mainstream media. Because quite honestly, the more they talk, the more they expose themselves. But ladies and gentlemen, Something special for you here today, and it is this. Now, if you heard that, my friends, is the death of the Democratic Party. That is also the death of the Republican Party. Let me explain what I mean by that. There is no such thing as the Democratic Party anymore. The Democratic Party of old is done, finito, finished, donezo. They are now socialists and Marxists and criminals. Most of the Republicans in office currently are Republicans in name only, or otherwise known as rhinos. No backbone, zero. There are a few that are left that really have the best interest of the American people at heart, but they are constantly blocked. And to be honest, there is no doubt that Hunter Biden is an absolute criminal. There is no doubt that Hunter Biden sold the Biden name to our enemies in order to grab bags and bags and bags full of money. I don't really care pay his taxes. I don't care. I don't care that he slept with 1,000 prostitutes. I don't care. I don't care that he did drugs. I don't care. What I do care about is that we, the American people, were told that anything on that laptop was Russian disinformation. And the FBI had it for a year, and they knew better. Joe Biden lied about it on the debate stage. Flat out lied to the American people. It's not Russian disinformation. Absolutely authentic. So, here's my question. Alex Jones gets, or excuse me, Hunter Biden gets indicted. And he has to report to give some testimony to Congress. Guess what? He doesn't show up. Now, he broke the law in many ways. If that were you or me, just your average Joe that lied on a gun application, didn't pay our taxes, did drugs on camera, slept with underage girls, and didn't show up for court, guess where we would be? We'd be in jail. There'd be a knock at the door, and we'd be handcuffed and arrested and thrown in jail. Not Hunter Biden. You know why? Because his last name is Biden. So he just decides not to show up to an official proceeding. Must be nice. Must be nice. It's absolutely insane. What's going to be done about it? Absolutely nothing. What's going to happen to Hunter Biden? Absolutely nothing. They have all this information, a pile of evidence, showing that Joe Biden was complicit by selling the influence of the vice president and having influence in foreign affairs. Joe Biden is a liar. He's a liar. He's a grifter. He's not a person who is capable of being he's not a person capable of even finishing a sentence or making a complete sentence. He's an idiot. He's never been smart. He lied. This man lied about something so simple of saying that he had to decide whether he wanted to be on the lacrosse team or on the football team of his school. He had to make a choice. Well, here's a little fact check for you. His high school didn't have a lacrosse team until 1993. That was way after Joe Biden was in high school. He graduated at the top of his class. He was in the bottom three. Here's a man that plagiarized a speech and had to drop out of the of the candidate for a president in the late 80s. There's a man who has said several racist things on video.
You cannot walk into a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts without a slight Indian accent.
That's racist. True, but racist. This man was vice president when he said it. Did Donald Trump say that was so racist? Oh, wait. You know what the answer is? Nothing. He built this country up, and Biden tore it, and the Democrats tore it down. Because they want to rebuild it in their vision, which is a communist, Marxist, all the citizens dependent on government and government assistance. Why do you think we have millions of illegals streaming in over the border? Think that was an accident? No. Sure wasn't. What did Biden say during the debate, during the Democratic debate a few years ago? Surge the border. That's what he said. It's on video. Surge the border. When I get elected, surge the border. Well, that's what they did. That's what they did, and that's what we have. Thanks, Joe. You know, you know what you did by telling them to surge your border? You brought in sex trafficking. You brought in fentanyl. So now our tax dollars have to go to pay for these illegals who have no right to be here to begin with. There's a right way and there's a wrong way to come into this country. And I'll make a comparison that has been said before. And my comparison is this. If you are on my porch, it's freezing cold outside, and I'm walking up my driveway, and I see you sitting on my porch, and you say, please help me, I'm cold and hungry. I'm going to let you in, and I'm going to give you something to eat. If you're climbing in my window at 3 o'clock in the morning, I assume you're up to no good, and I'm going to shoot you. Okay? That's the comparison. People are coming over the border illegally, do not have any right to be here, coming here to embrace the country. They're coming to exploit it. Our government is giving millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to pay for a proxy war that is none of our goddamn business. And by the way, quite honestly, wouldn't have happened if Donald Trump was president. The war in Israel would not be happening if Donald Trump was president. Period. End of story. Don't like it. Oh, well. But that's the truth, my friend, and that's what I'm here for. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in more truth, I'm going to take this opportunity to tell you that if you are right-leaning conservative, much like I am, you will enjoy my colleague's show, Marcus Cain's As I See It, every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in. Some very insightful information on that show. Very cool to listen to and to be a part of. That's Marcus Cain's As I See It, every Thursday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. Thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.